Well, oil prices, crude, is down to the lowest level since August of last year, with a current price of less than $43 a barrel. Vincent Piazza has been watching this, shaking his head, saying, can it go lower? He is senior equity energy analyst and global sector leader for Bloomberg Intelligence, and he joins us here in our Bloomberg 1130 studios. So, Vince, do you see that this could go lower? And what exactly prompted this latest leg lower that broke through certain technical thresholds that people had?
Sentiment is obviously poor.
All right,
OPEC,
then.
OPEC, we were looking for OPEC to do more than just reaffirm or extend those cuts. We were looking for deeper cuts, just given the fact that we did not see any of that storage dilute over the course of the past year or so. And so these cuts, extending these cuts, really doesn't do much, because you have an enormous amount of capacity coming out of the U.S. that has been underestimated. We have drilled uncompleted wells that present this just-in-time inventory of capacity that can really fill that void. And therefore, you have imbalances that will last for longer. You do not have a clear view on the sustainability of demand growth, but we do have a clear view on the output coming out of the U.S., which is pushing past 9.2, 9.3 million barrels a day. It'll likely reach, at this level, 10 million barrels in the not-too-distant future.
Put that into perspective. What was it, say, 5 years ago?
Well, so in 2007, 2008, we bottomed at around 5 million barrels. We peaked just before the announcement by OPEC at 9.6 million barrels. We dropped to around 8.6. We have recovered very sharply off that low again. And that's because of this just-in-time inventory that can react more quickly to any kind of price signal, any kind of price response.
That's a point you should underscore, right? Because this just-in-time ability to turn on and turn off the ability to get hydrocarbons out of the ground is something that is particular to the technology and the advances that have been made in the United States.
Yeah. Horizontal drilling, hydraulic fracturing, the advantage has really been underestimated by those outside the U.S. and probably
or outside the industry, right? They don't under they it's this is a turn on turn off thing, unlike many other kinds of drilling techniques.
Longer dated projects take longer to bring these hydrocarbons up, but exploitation of on land U.S. oil and gas tight oil and gas allows for a very quicker response than expected.
So, okay, so then let's use that as maybe as a jumping off point for this EQT Rice Energy deal that was announced, I guess it was yesterday. Tell us about this, why this is the Marcellus Shale, so it's a western Pennsylvania area.
So it's the broader Appalachian Basin. It includes Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and also parts of Ohio. It touches the Marcellus Shale, but also a newer shale, the Utica as well. What you have here is a lower cost, more economic basin, and you have a consolidator who now becomes the largest natural gas producer in the U.S.
EQT. They paid $6.7 billion is the price.
Yeah, and once you assume the debt, you're north of $8 billion. But the general theme here is that I now have capacity that's lower cost coming out of the Appalachian Basin that can push out into the Midwest and also the Gulf Coast and depress natural gas benchmark prices in other hubs. And therefore, you have, as BI has mentioned in the past, a lower for longer output, lower for longer price of nat gas, given the higher output coming from a lower cost basin.
Given the outlook for lower prices for longer, how does that affect mergers and acquisitions that are in the pipeline? You know, they have dropped just because it's getting harder to evaluate what the worth is.
Yeah, so Q1, E&P, U.S. deals numbered somewhere around $23 billion. In 2Q, as of last week, roughly about 8 billion were announced. Now, if you add in EQT and Rice, that brings it up a little bit. But you have this period of uncertainty, of a clouded backdrop, uncertain fundamentals, and that's sort of pushing the prospects of deal making out some. You have crude oil, which is down roughly 20%. Natty is down 22% year to date. You still have imbalances across the petroleum value chain, and that is causing pause for a lot of these E&P management teams.
Natty, that's natural gas.
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay,
it is.
Just making sure.
Natty. All right, I'm going to tell you, Natty. It's actually up 0.1% right now, $2.89 for... Well, British thermal unit, right? That's what we're doing at 10,000 BTU. Thanks very much for joining us, Vincent Piazza. He's always expert when it comes to energy analysis for Bloomberg Intelligence.